second shift, and it's always a thrill to be asked to bring a message. My elder brother grabbed me in the hall there and said, you ready? Yes, sir. And I said, Brother Allen, let me go to the car. This is the Bible I got. He ain't got everything. I didn't bring my weapon in with me. So you think you can go to your car and find something? I thank God for Brother John Harris, the walking Bible. Yeah. Years ago, he told me, Brother Lovejoy, yes, sir, Brother Harris. He said, son, you know, when you go somewhere, you always be sure to have something in your pocket. You never know when one of them brothers might call on you to say, come up and do a lesson. I said, okay, Brother Harris. And so from that time on, I always tried to make sure that I had something in my pocket. So God is good, and we are thankful to the lectureship for this outstanding lectureship, and we are thankful for those men who have come before us as well, have brought the sound gospel, and we just enjoying ourselves, and I was looking forward to feasting on all of you all, and basically just kind of sitting back, and but God always works things out. Somebody asked me, I said, I don't have to do anything. I'm just here. But I'm thankful to God and thankful for all of them. Your blessing, and you're trying to set me up. I appreciate you. All right. All right. We got to go. You're going to give me back my 5 minutes. That's all true. Y'all have all this stuff set up. Don't give me back my 5 minutes. I just need my 5 minutes back. But I thank God for blessing us, and I thank God who has blessed us and who has sustained us, and we're just thrilled to be in your presence. We serve a mighty good God who's not good some of the time. He's good all the time. He is the great God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the great God who set this world into existence, the universe. He sustains us. He is our great Holy One. He's the beginning and the end. He's the one that we can trust in. He's the one who we can take our trials and our problems to. And he's the one who cares for us and brought us thus far. Therefore, we ought to praise God and thank him who has brought us this far. He is our power source and whom we are connected to. So we understand him that when we have our trials, Lord have mercy, we can take them to him. And when we need somebody, we can go to God, because he is the one that hears and answers our prayers. Lord have mercy. He brought us a mighty long way. So we're just so thankful to him. He's the one that loves us unconditionally. He sent his only begotten son to save us. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his son to redeem us, to save us. Lord have mercy. He is our commander in chief. He is the captain of our salvation. He is our redeemer. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is our deliverer. We need to trust in him today. Lord have mercy. He's a mighty good savior. Yes, he is. Now we come to our lesson. This morning, we're talking about, you can start the time now if you want to. That'd be all right. Lord have mercy. God is all right now. You just trust in him. We're going to take our lesson from Matthew the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. And you just go over there, meet us over there. And we'll be on over there in a minute. We got to get there first. We got to back up and bring you up to where we are. Matthew 7 and verse 15. Jesus is giving his disciples some instruction because he's trying to get them ready, because he knows what they're going to go up against. He tells them, be aware of false prophets, for there are many, come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. So be aware of false prophets. You'll know them by the fruit they bear. You see, a good tree bringing forth good fruit, and you see, and a corrupt tree bringing forth evil fruit. You see, you ought to understand that. So he's telling them, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Lord, have mercy. Many will say in that day, then I prophesy in thy name. Lord, have mercy. Did I do these in my name? He said, but Henry there, Raven Wood. I never knew you. You ought to understand that. Y'all don't mind if I just stop and talk for a minute, you see. Talk about worship just a little bit, and I ain't going to be there long. But you see, there are a lot of folks going around calling themselves worshiping our God. And you see, y'all know about them. They got the drums and they got the organ. When I was first with the Church of Christ, I said, y'all can't afford no organ? Something wrong with y'all. And I heard all this beautiful singing. I said, and then when I got to understand the Church of Christ, understand it, its doctrine, I said, oh, we are the organs. Y'all remember that. Isn't that all right? But you know, y'all go to them places and they be singing the organ. Now they got drums. Now, hello, somebody. They got saxophone. They got all kind of stuff. And you just be a boom, a boom, a boom, 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 boom. Man, and everybody just a boom, a boom, a boom. And God ain't got nothing out of that. Because we come to worship God, not ourselves. You see, who said have all that stuff? God didn't say have all that stuff. You see, you got all that stuff. You done that. I use like James Brown doing the split. You know, this ain't where you get entertained. You come to serve God. You come to worship Him. I thought I'd just give you that. He said, be aware that you'll know them by the fruit. Hello, somebody. You know, you'll know them by the fruit they bear. So you understand that. So you know, now they got praise dances. Woo! You know, y'all just want to give everything. But God didn't ask for all that stuff. You know, Lord have mercy. You got to give God what He asked for. And that's what He's trying to get His disciples. I'm trying to get to my lesson. That's what He's trying to get to my lesson. He's trying to get to verse 24. When He said, therefore, whosoever, Lord have mercy. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine, and doeth them, and liketh unto a wise man, who built his house on the rock. The rains descended, and the floods came, and beat upon that house, but it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. And now, and then he goes a step off. Now, whosoever, here it go again, hears these sayings of mine, and doeth them not. It like unto a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and beat upon that house, and the wind blew, and Lord have mercy, and the house fell, it was founded on the sand. We're talking about for our lesson text. You can start time now. Two builders, one wise and one foolish. One built his house on the rock. And one built his house on the sand.
Come on,
Lord have mercy. The wise builder built his house on a rocky foundation. Y'all don't hear me? But the foolish builder built his house on a sandy foundation. Somebody ain't with me now. Let me make sure you understand. Sometimes quick success, church. Quick success don't guarantee you a good house. You see, the wise man, the foolish man, building his house, getting his house built. And the wise man, what you doing, wise man? I'm still digging. I'm trying to find a solid rock. I'm still digging. The wise man got his house all, the foolish man got his house all ready up. Lord have mercy, but when the storm comes, the storm will come. And the foolish man house won't stand. But the wise man keep on digging. So quick success don't guarantee. Hello, young folk, y'all need to understand. Y'all want to go around and get things quick and fast. You want some longevity? You want to be sound? Stay in the gospel. Work and build. You see, get your job and stay in there and work and build, and then you'll rise to the top. Lord have mercy. It don't come by swift of the night. You see. But I'm talking about these two builders. Mm-hmm. Somebody talking about a sandy foundation? I need to talk to you about that. I believe we got three P's. Profession. Progression and prosperity.
Is that all right?
I see. Let's look at because I think those are sandy foundations. doctorate degree and all that. And that's all right. That's all right, but you know, if you leave out Jesus, you still ain't got nothing. Oh, you still ain't got nothing. A lot of folks today got up, I'm Dr. So-and-so. So what? What else? I'm a Christian. What about you?
You see,
progression. Some of us now, we president of the company, we the CEOs, and Lord, have come up progress. Oh, we done moved up. We own the business. We are the business. Yes, sir. We somebody now. Yes, sir. We somebody. We done moved on up in this world. Lord, we don't need you. You see, we getting on up, and we done got on up. Yes, sir. We done got on up. We're above ourselves. I don't need you no more. Lord, you don't need you.
Amen.
Now, we're talking about prosperity. Now, that third piece, ooh, that gets us in trouble. That prosperity. Mm. Ooh! Jesus said, let me get a little money in my pocket. Let me get a little money. Ooh, no, let me get a few $100 bills. No, let me get a few $100 bills. Oh, I'm somebody now. I need some money. Got me a nice car. Lord, how much? You got to tell that. Some of y'all drive beers. Don't you talk about my family. God bless me with that. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't know why Brother Love y'all drive. Yeah, well, Brother Love y'all drive, Lord bless him with. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Don't be knocking me because I got some blessings. Hello, I ain't grow up with no suit, no silk suit on. Lord have mercy. I ain't drive up in all this here. I wasn't nobody. God made me somebody. Yeah. Oh, right, y'all will mess with me now. Y'all don't get as much as you can as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Lord, how much? That's our philosophy. You know, we got to get as much as we can. You see, live it up. Oh, money. Oh, give me some money. Have me some good time. Look, that's why I'm so empty. Folks having good time. Progression, and prosperity. And prosperity is the one. Lord, look at what all I got. I got property. Lord, how much? I got everything I need. But don't have Jesus. Lord, I said, talking about a sandy foundation. You ought to watch that, you see. You don't want to get your house on a sandy foundation, you see. Yeah, you see, what you talking about, Brother LaJoy? Money, self, family, fame, and fortune. Hello, somebody. You see, we get all wrapped up in the fame and fortune that we lose sight of Jesus. Hello, I remember you when you didn't have nothing, LaJoy. Oh, have mercy. I remember when you had patches on. I remember when you didn't have no apparel program. I remember when you didn't have one suit. Now you got four. Yes, sir. Listen, talking about the builder. You see, you're talking about a rocket foundation. Now that rocket foundation is on Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You see, that rocket, that's why. I'm looking for a foundation. I'm keep on digging. You see, looking for a rocket foundation, and I found a rocket foundation. I know I got some.
Yes, sir.
I talked to him, Paul. He said, Christ is the chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
In Ephesians 2 and 20. Yes, sir. And then he went a step farther in 1 Corinthians 3 and 10. He said, Christ is a master builder.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's a master builder. Yes, y'all let him build your life for you.
Yes, sir.
It's so important, you see. We're going to come through a lot of storms we're going to have to deal with. Yes, sir, that crisis is going to come. Yes, sir, tornadoes going to come in 2015. Yes, sir, you see, trouble going to come. Death going to knock at your door. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But you know, if you got Jesus, oh, Lord, if you got Jesus, you can stand. You can withstand the storm of life. Jesus is trying to get these disciples to understand. You see, you need to anchor your life in Jesus. He is a solid rock. He is the one that we can trust in. You need to anchor your life in Jesus. He's the mighty one. He's the great high priest. He's the prince of peace. The holy one. The anointed one.
Yeah.
God sent. He said to Peter, thou art Peter on this rock. Build my church. Against your hells shall not prevail against you. You ought to get in the church of Christ.
Amen.
Built on the solid rock, purchased by the Lord's precious blood. You ought to get in the church of Christ and die in the church of Christ and serve the church of Christ. Lord have mercy. You ought to build your house on the solid rock. These two builders, you see.
One built his house on the rock, and the other one, he built his house on the sandy sea. You see, you ought to make sure, children, you ought to make sure that your life is on the solid rock. You ought to make sure that Jesus, he is your rock. He is your anchor. Trust in him. He'll never fail you. He'll see you through whatever you're going through. Yeah. Somebody said, he's bread when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, he's water when you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Somebody said, he's a rock of ages.
Yeah.
Somebody said, he's a prince of peace.
Yeah.
Somebody said, he gives sight to the blind.
Yeah.
Somebody said, in the long ago, he called the deaf to hear.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, in the long ago, he called old dead Lazarus to get up out of the grave.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Yes,
somebody said, he healed a blind man's eye with some spit up. Lord, in God, in Christ, all right. I know he's a mighty good savior. You need to anchor your life in Jesus. And I challenge you today, if you're not anchored in Jesus, now's a good time. Now's the right time. And you didn't not here by accident. Today is a day of salvation. You ought to come to Jesus while you're still.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Lord, bless you.
Yes.
He allowed you to rise up this morning and see us.
I had to check and see. Is it there?
Yeah,
let's see. Oh, it's ready.
I want to make sure. I know my brother and him. I know Brother John. He always keep things ready. I just want to make sure. Sometimes you got to just be sure. But the wall is ready. And guess what? If ain't no cold, I bet now you just have to
be all right.
You'll be all right. Your God sends you. You come out with your rose white snow.
Yes, sir.
You ought to be all right.
Yes, sir.
You ought to not leave.
True.
Your life out. Right. You just wait till your life is not right.
my son, my old stomach. And we sit at that table one day and we're eating, and I heard that he was with eating, and all of a sudden, my son called me up. He's on the front. Hey, y'all know me. You're not here by accident.